encourage your complete cooperation. Send your roses when they think you need a smile. I can't control myself because I don't know how. When they love me for it, honestly, I'll be here for a while. So give them blood, blood, gallons of the stuff. Give them all that they can drink and it will never be enough. So give them blood, blood, blood. Grab a glass because there's going to be a flood.
Unsolved Murders is brought to you today by...
New Dunkin' Refreshers. Vibrant fruit flavors like strawberry, dragon fruit, and peach passion fruit. B vitamins and energy from green tea. All under 200 calories. Order ahead via the Dunkin' app for a contactless way to order, pay, and pick up in the drive-thru. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Hi, and thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Unsolved Murders, and I'm your host, Riley. Today, we will be talking about the Black Dahlia, the Zodiac Killer, and JonBenet Ramsey. Trigger warning, I go into some detail about the murders, so if you're sensitive about that kind of stuff, I suggest you stop listening now. First up is the Black Dahlia. On January 15, 1947, a mother and her child were going for a walk in Los Angeles, California, when the mother saw what she believed was a mannequin. It was really a young, naked woman, cut clean in half. Her body was dissected, mutilated, drained of all blood, and scrubbed clean. Her body was also posed with her arms over her head, her legs spread with BD carved into one thigh. Her breasts and face were also slashed, and there was rope burns on her ankles and legs. The FBI identified the body as Elizabeth Short after just 56 minutes. The young woman was 22 years old and an inspiring actor. She was dubbed the Black Dahlia for her rumored liking of sheer black clothing in the Blue Dahlia movie that was out at that time. The murderer has never been found, nor has a motive. Some speculate that the Ohio serial killer responsible for the Cleveland Torso murders also killed Short, since in those murders, all of the victims were dismembered and mutilated, and neither murderer has been found. Next up is the Zodiac Killer. The Zodiac Killer was linked to killings in the San Francisco, California Bay Area in 1968 and 1969. They killed at least 5 people and attempted to kill at least 2 more. They sent letters to police from 1969 to 1974 and threatened through letters sent to area newspapers before suddenly stopping communication. Each letter had a symbol of a circle with a cross through it, later to be known as the Zodiac Killer symbol. Letters sent to the San Francisco Examiner, San Francisco Chronicle, and Vallejo Times Herald each contained the symbol and one part of a 3-part cipher apparently containing his identity. Days later, a high school teacher and his wife solved the cipher that read, "I like killing people because it is so much fun. It is more fun than killing wild game in the forest because man is the most dangerous animal of all." The Zodiac Killer has not been caught, though there have been many theories and people are still trying to identify him today. Lastly, JonBenet Ramsey. JonBenet was a 6-year-old child model. On the morning of December 26, 1996, her parents, John and Patsy Ramsey, woke up to find her missing. Patsy found a ransom note demanding $118,000 to get her back. She called the police and they arrived at 5:55 a.m., searching all throughout the house except for the basement. They found no signs of forced entry. At 1 p.m., the investigators told John and a friend to go check the house, and the first place they checked was the basement where they found her body. He immediately picked her body up and brought her upstairs, potentially destroying evidence at the scene. As well as earlier, people were allowed to roam the house except for JonBenet's room, potentially destroying even more evidence. It was found that JonBenet died from asphyxiation due to strangulation as well as a skull fracture. Her mouth was covered by duct tape and her wrists and neck were tied with a white cord and her torso was covered with a blanket. Her murderer has never been found, although there are many theories, including that her family did it. Thank you for listening to Unsolved Murders. Tune in next time where we will talk about the smiley face murder theory.
A celebrated man amongst the gurneys. They can fix me proper with a bit of luck. The doctors and the nurses, they adore me so. But it's really quite alarming, 'cause I'm such an awful f- I gave you blood, blood, gallons of the stuff. I gave you all that you can drink, and it has never been enough. I gave you blood, blood, blood.